I have a little thing. Actually, I wrote something, and I don't usually read things I wrote, and neither does anyone else, actually. But it's on this voter ID thing. It's kind of, you know, we've got to do. If you're not familiar with the Wisconsin situation, is that they said we had to have voter IDs to vote. And then it got held up in court, and they said, no, it's not, wasn't going to happen. And then just before the elections now, they said, okay, you got to have your voter ID or you can't vote. So it's a little bit, everything's up in the air right now. So I did write a little thing. It's called Voter ID and Me. So I offer this to you for what it's worth, which is probably nothing. I'm not clear on why I have to prove who I am in order to vote at St. James School, where I've shown up at the same gym and bake sale. I have to say the brownies are a long way from the homemade ones of the 80s for over 25 years now. Given the number of losing candidates I've backed in this time, I'm a little surprised my picture isn't on the wall of fame downstairs. Then I wouldn't need an ID. The other day, Danielle Watts, the actress from Django Unchained, was stopped by an L.A. cop thinking she was a prostitute, and Ms. Watts refused to produce an ID, even her Screen Actors Guild card, merely because she had done nothing wrong. When you think of it, Americans have long been spared the give me your papers demand from Eastern European authorities, endemic to 1940s movies, back when someone asking you for your papers was shorthand for being in a totalitarian state, even if one on a Hollywood-backed lot. Now, perhaps the mere fact that the poll worker working the A through Fs is a neighbor in my polling place, who goes right to my name while asking me when they're going to finish my porch, should not be enough to allow me to waste my vote on yet another long shot. But heck, why should familiarity only breed contempt? Back in Bush the Elder, I remember producing an MG&E bill, which I have right here, current one, Madison Gas and Electric, with my name and address where I purported to live, and getting waved right in to vote. Now someone rifling through my garbage could have produced the very same, if soiled, bill and voted in my place at St. James, but not only would he have not gotten past, let's call her Sarah, but his not stopping at the bake sale table and examining each and every brownie would have been a huge red flag. It's too easy to see irony in the fact that the only case of voter fraud in Wisconsin cited by the Supreme Court in the voter ID discussion was the guy in Milwaukee who voted 13 times for Scott Walker. I'm just saying. Only one they cited, who, due to temporary amnesia, could not even remember the absentee ballots or voting as his own and his girlfriend's son. Terrible thing, temporary amnesia, especially in soap operas. But rather than inspiring a war on temporary amnesia, we, who had done nothing wrong, had to get state-issued IDs so we could know who we were even when we were temporarily didn't. Everyone, even, in fact, especially those of us who had never even voted for Scott Walker even once. Renegade that I am, I'm thinking of bringing in my MG&E bill in November, as much for a joke as a protest. But poll watchers now can get close enough to see the outstanding balance. So I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, though. This time, I'm buying my brownies first. There you have it. Voter ID and Me. Take it for what it's worth. My bill is available. I'll put it online if you want to see it.